that you feel shy to even open a book because you feel like, oh wow, that's too brainy. But I certainly for that piece, but I think in general it's good to try, and you may find that it's actually not as highbrow as you thought, or you are more highbrow than you expected, and that even if it's a meaningful piece of art, and by that I mean that it has a message that's not just kitsch or not just over in a year. It doesn't mean that it has to be a boring piece of art. Artists know how to make their pieces enjoyable so that you get something out of it and still had a good time.
So that kind of connects the title of our show, Saluah. We speak up so that you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. So what I ask you to act upon going out to hear the concert tonight, tell us again where it is. Can people buy tickets online?
Yes, you can get the tickets online through the website of Early Music Vancouver, and it's quite simple. It's earlymusic.bc, sorry, .ca. So earlymusic.bc.ca, and the show is Friday, December the 8th, 7:30 at the Orpheum Theatre.
A beautiful theater, a beautiful experience, and an opportunity to just relax and see what and how this work takes takes place. It sounds like an adventure happening. As you're listening, there's this internal adventure going on. So thank you so much for taking the time to come and share your ideas, share more information that will help people not set their own limitations and notions about coming to see this work. And also, we want to just congratulate you all on collaborating. There's so much talk about what we can't do and how people can't get along, but I think just the witness of the number of hours and the disciplines working together, and people, the soloists memorizing. How long does it take to memorize a piece like that?
That's a good question. They all have sung it many times, but I went through the labor this summer because I decided to play a piece that I had often performed, a solo part on harpsichord by memory, but it still took me probably, it was a 30-minute piece. It probably took certainly hundreds of hours. I'm not sure how many. So yeah, they put in a lot of time.
Well, we want to thank them for doing that and for just an example of what's possible. Because, in this quick, clickety click, about the clickety click world, when people don't know something after a day, they say, oh, I can't remember it. But hundreds of hours, that is, more realistic. And then also showing by the respect that's getting, the number of people talking about this first time collaboration, people can see the benefit of sticking with something until you memorize it, or sticking with something until you're ready to present it. So thank you for being a living example and sharing that with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Charlotte. This was an honor. Thank you.
Thank you.
That will be a little mini festival, actually, that Early Music Vancouver is launching for the first time. So there's the big festival in the summer that I mentioned earlier, but now we'll do something in the winter, and it will happen right after a new year with three shows. They are all quite interesting, but I'll mention only one to you. It will be a recording, also CD recording, but also a live show with a countertenor from the United States. Reginald Mobley is his name. Reginald, and then Mobley. He's a fantastic artist, and we have worked with him many times in the past. And this time we do a mix of contemporary Canadian music and a few jazz standards that we have arranged, and some Baroque music, Purcell, Henry Purcell. And the show is on, I don't remember now. I believe it's the tw January the 12th or the 13th. It may be the 13th.
And where is that again?
But where?
Yes.
That's in the Playhouse.
Okay.
In the Playhouse, and you will find that on the Early Music Vancouver website as well. The little festival is called Lumen, Lumen, and it's one of the three shows there. He's a fantastic singer. So and maybe if he's around, it would be even there would be a chance to connect with him because he's also has been quite the activist and public voice also for quite a while. Just wonderful guy.
So I would find out or connect with him through the Playhouse or through.
The easiest would be to connect through Early Music Vancouver. Had you been in contact with Angela?
Yes.
Yeah, so that would be probably the easiest. Angela could arrange to connect with him di directly.
Yes, I think that would be good for people to know about and also to interview him. I think one, again, another goal for our station is playing Canadian music. And sometimes when I ask and people say, oh, I don't know. So the having an opportunity to interview people, but also being able to highlight these shows that are being produced by Early Music Vancouver and to remove the barriers. Because sometimes when people just hear the name of something, they automatically opt to count that, well, they wouldn't listen to me or there wouldn't be an opportunity for me. Do they does Early Music Vancouver, do they have any opportunities for volunteers?
Oh yeah, very much so. I mean, probably every non-profit organization, a big part of their work relies on the help of volunteers, and also not perhaps unlike the name may suggest early music, that it's sort of a nichey, whatever, limited to one continent or that kind of thing. It's not at all, actually. It's certainly not the intention of the organization as such, and even less the intention of the director, Susie LeBlanc. So we are e eager actually to reach out and also to learn, because there's so much you can learn only from the people who bring a tradition or an idea or a skill or a musical instrument that we haven't used yet. And in that concert that I mentioned to you with Reggie Mobley, we for instance also will premiere one commissioned piece for Chinese instruments
Wow.
and European Baroque instruments, and some of the Canadian compositions that we do are contemporary composers. One passed away a year ago, but they were commissioned for Baroque instruments. So the idea to have bridges there and to find ways to understand more of one another, that's sort of in the DNA of what we try to do. And yeah, therefore you'll always find an open door.
Do you know if the show has prepared any trailers or pieces? I try, when I interview people to play either some music that the group has or something that's an example from the show. Would you do you know if you have something like that that we would be able to play in our station.
I'm sure that it is something. I haven't checked the website recently. Often you even find trailers, or sometimes they send out newsletters. But again, Angela would be the best person. She would then be able to connect you to the media release person in the office. Her name is Adele. But Angela would be the best connecting point.
Yes, I will connect because you talk about AI. Sometimes when you're searching for Canadian music about food or Canadian music about storms, it pulls up one. A lot of people don't know from these bases. Sometimes the AI music is only as recent as 2019. So if there's something that's recent that you're looking for, it doesn't come up there. So really being able to work with the publicist so that when we interview someone about a show, we'd be able to play an excerpt. So people who might have in their head, oh, I don't like that kind of music, and they hear it, they would say, oh, that might be nice. So
Oh yeah, I mean, definitely. I even experienced that often. If we don't do crossover programs, so if we do just our normal stuff, I often find people that say, "Oh wow, if I would have known
right.
that it sounds like that." But in particular for that, because there we do repertoire that you wouldn't even expect. Not just even in Baroque early music environment, but also in classical, in the field of classical music in general. But Reggie, and therefore it's really tailored around him. Reggie as a singer is also somebody who can sing a personal song as convincing as he would sing Bach or Handel. But also he's a fantastic jazz singer as well, and he can do all sorts of things. They're very, very convincing. So
And that's for January 12th or 13th that he will be.
yes, yeah, I would have to look it up. It's around there. It's I believe a Saturday, and it would be January. Yes, January the 13th.
Right. Well, make contact with him so that we can interview him and people can hear about his music. A lot of times you don't get jazz maybe two or three times in the whole year in Vancouver. So that would be something to know in January you can hear. And thank you. Thank you so much. A generous contribution of your time, your ideas, and helping people to understand why they want to go and have this internal adventure listening to Handel, the Messiah, in its new collaborative form.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Charlotte Fair, your own Sister C, here at the place to be where you've been, Saluau, where we have heard a speak up about Handel's Messiah, about other musical things happening in Vancouver, where people can be lifted and taken away to an internal space of peace and inspiration. I know that you are going to act upon what you've heard, act upon not judging music by the title, but really giving it an opportunity to see how it can resonate with you. I'm going to say goodbye now, but you will hear me again next week at 10. But when people ask me what time it is, or I ask them about what time it is, you know that it is really always love time, poem time.
Love time, poem time. Love time. Love time, poem time, time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers, time to untie all life's ringers. poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery, time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place, place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time.